What's going on, guys? This is Caught Offsides with Joe
and Alex.
And today we are going to be going over match day 28 results in the Premier League, as well as talking about the MLS minute. And then we're going to talk about the tight title race at the top of the Premier League. So first, we're going to go over the results for match day 28. And I got to say, bro, and when it comes to the table, you kind of gained some ground here. I took a good lead last week, and this week you kind of came back a little bit.
Yeah.
So let's start off with the Man United versus Everton. Man U ended up beating Everton 2-0.
Oh, okay.
Which you predicted correctly. You predicted a United win, 1-0. I predicted a draw. Next, it's Palace versus Luton. That ended up in a 1-1 draw, so we both get a point there. We both said it was going to be 2-1. I said Palace was going to win. So you said Luton was going to win.
Well, just because they have been coming, like, I don't know. Like, with Luton, it's, you never know, you know?
Yeah.
You never know.
Next, Bournemouth versus Sheffield. They ended 2-2. We both had Bournemouth winning, so luckily we got a point for that one. Mm-hmm. Next, Wolves versus Fulham. This was one of the ones that you were able to get all 3 points on.
I was so happy watching the game, because I was like, okay, it's going my way.
Yeah. I think I looked at the game for a second, and the Wolves were up 2-0, and I was like, fuck. Yeah, I had a 2-2 draw. You had 2-0. So you get all 3 points. Next one, Arsenal versus Brentford. We both had Arsenal winning, so we both get all 3 points. You had 4-0. I had 3-0.
That game is bullshit, because Arsenal, Kai Havertz should have been sent off. He was on a yellow card already, and he dove inside the penalty area, and that should be another card. So he technically should have been sent off for diving, but you know, the referees, again, they like this three horse race, so they want to keep it going, you know?
Yeah. You had 4-0. I had 3-0. For Arsenal.
So they won 2-1.
The result was as expected. Yeah. Next would be Villa versus Spurs. Spurs fucking mollywopped Villa 4-0.
Dude.
Now, I took the dub on this one because I had Spurs winning, but you had a draw. But I did not expect Spurs to just absolutely, you know, shit all over Villa.
No, well, I was watching the game, and I was surprised at how Villa started the second half. They started the game, the second half, so bad. It's like they fell asleep. Like, they just let two goals go in, like, one after the other. Right when the second half started. It's wild.
Next would be West Ham, Burnley. Can you, like, stop moving your shit, bro? I can't see the scores. We have a Google Docs where I write everything down, and he's fucking...
Dude, I don't know
moving
why
shit
I'm
around.
I don't know why I'm
doing West Ham Burnley ended a 2-2 draw. Surprise. We both had West Ham winning because Burnley is absolutely shit. They fucking like surprised
me by
getting the draw.
Did Calvin Phillips play? I
have no fucking idea.
Let me check.
That's interesting because you called it. You called it.
I know,
you actually
dude,
fucking
I know,
called
I know.
It. If he did play, you actually called it. Yeah, I'll let you look that up.
Dude, he did play, bro. He did play. He actually got
some. Maybe it is Calvin Phillips.
Bro, get this, right? Get this. Burnley are winning 2-0, right? At halftime, Calvin Phillips goes off and comes Edson Alvarez replaces him. And right away they tied in the 46th minute. They scored the first goal in the 46th minute and then tied in the 90th minute. Dude, Calvin Phillips, yo, call me crazy, bro. I don't know, man. You were making fun of me, but I want to hear apologies.
I wasn't making fun of you. I just
want to hear apologies.
Don't
man.
Give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck.
So
next, Brighton versus Forest. Brighton wins 1-0. Another one that you got correct. Actually, you got the score correct too. It's 1-0. Was your prediction? I had a 1-1 draw. They both were playing around the same. Again, they're in that middle of the pack to the lower bottom of the table teams where like they all are the same fucking shit. So, yeah. There's that. This one was yesterday. Chelsea Newcastle. Chelsea ended up winning 3-2. We both had Chelsea winning.
I got the score correct though.
Yes.
I already know.
You got that correct. And then the final game, the biggest game of the week, Liverpool, Man City, and in a 1-1 draw. We both had City winning. So we both get a point at least, but we did not get that correct. Now I know you're probably chomping at the bit to talk about it, and I'm just going to like keep you from doing that just yet. Because we'll get to that later on.
Yeah.
But while we have this, while we're in the topic of the match day fixtures, we should go over match day 29 before we review the table.
Yeah.
Shall we? Yeah. So first, we have a match day 17 makeup between Bournemouth and Luton.
I want to say before you go over this, these results are going to be at the end or close to the end, because most of them are postponed because of the international break. So most of these matches we might have to come back to them whenever they play, because they won't be played at the end of the month.
So we should just skip over them then, because I did put in the doc that we had. There's four games, yeah. five games that are postponed.
If anything, I think we should skip this week and next.
No, don't skip this week. We'll just skip the games that's not going to be played. That's all.
Okay, because I was going to say we could skip like the match day and just do match day 30, because that's the one they're going to do right when they come back.
No, we'll just add the games as they get played.
All right.
So starting out with the match day 17 makeup, is Bournemouth Luton. What are your thoughts on that one?
I think Bournemouth should take the win. They were unlucky against who they play again? Bournemouth. Sheffield United.
Sheffield.
Yeah, they were unlucky against Sheffield. Like they missed a lot. Like they had a lot of opportunities. So.
All right, so what's the score?
I'll say 2-1.
2-1, I agree. Luton, they did get the draw, but I just don't see them getting a result. Yeah, they got a point, but that's the best they're going to do. The best they will, they probably will get another draw, but I see Bournemouth is a lot better than Luton right now. So I have them 2-1 as well. We're skipping Palace, Newcastle, Arsenal, Chelsea, Man U, Sheffield, and then Wolves, Bournemouth. We have Burnley versus Brentford.
Brentford should destroy Burnley. This time Burnley aren't playing against Calvin Phillips. So I do believe Brentford should destroy Burnley 4-0.
4-0. I think Brentford does win, but I think it's going to be closer than you think. They're going to ride that momentum, man, of the draw, and like they're only going to lose 1-0. Next is Luton versus Forest.
Luton versus Forest.
The two teams at the bottom, the battle that's for the tough. Bottom.
I'm going to go for a 0-0 draw.
0-0?
0-0. Not everything has to be goals, Joey.
I say Forest is going to win 1-0.
You think Forest is going to win?
Yeah, 1-0. I feel like, yeah, who did they play last week? They played Brighton. They lost a tight game, 1-0. I feel like they're consistent enough to get a result.
Yeah.
So I feel like they can get the result here.
Yeah.
So I got them 1-0.
Okay.
Next, Fulham Spurs.
That's a tough one. I think it's going to be close, but I'll give it to Spurs 2-1, but it's going to be tight. It's going to be really tight.
Spurs did win 4-0 last week.
I know, but
and Fulham did lose. I do say Spurs are going to win. I'm going to say 2-0 Spurs.
Well, the only reason why Spurs, I have a feeling the reason why Spurs won by so much was because I think Villa just gave up. Like it was weird. It's like I said, they came out on the second half and it's like they just gave up. Like it was weird because it was 0-0 at the time. So I don't understand how or why they just stopped playing.
But Villa is better than Fulham.
Yeah. No, 100%.
So, like, I do expect Spurs. Like, I don't expect a 4-0, but
yeah,
I think that they should have no problem. It should be 2-0, maybe even 2-1. But like two. I'm cool with Spurs 2-0.
Yeah.
Next is the derby, the Liverpool derby.
Liverpool.
Everton. Liverpool.
Liverpool are going to destroy.
You think
Everton.
So?
Oh yeah.
Well,
oh yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it's a destruction. Do you think Liverpool's going to win? What?
No.
The way Liverpool are playing one, and like I know Everton are shit, but it's a derby. Like yeah. It's gonna be Everton's best game this season. Yeah. It's gonna be their best game. They're still gonna lose. I think it's one of the Liverpool, as good as they are, all the injuries they have. I feel like it's going to be 1-0 because they haven't really been able to score.
Okay. I was saying 4-0. I was saying Liverpool 4-0.
So you got Liverpool 4-0?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you heard me at all.
No, I heard you. I heard my explanation. No, I can hear you. Okay. I was like, I'm saying 4-0. And I was like, why is Joey not responding?
So again, we're going to skip Brighton Man City. Last game of the week, West Ham versus Villa.
Mm-hmm. If Phillips play, it's difficult because if Phillips play, Villa should win. If he doesn't play, then, you know, West Ham should win. So that being said, I do think Villa are probably going to win just because I have a feeling Phillips is probably going to play. So I'm going to say 2-1 Villa.
I'm going to say it's a 1-1 draw.
1-1 draw.
Yeah, both of these teams I really could care less about. So, yeah, I say 1-1 draw. And then that will bring us to our updated table. We predicted 45 games this year so far.
That's crazy.
I am still in the lead. I'm still in the lead with 71 points. I have 21 wins, 8 draws, 16 losses. Are sitting right just behind me with 67 points. You have 20 wins, 7 losses, and 20 wins, 7 draws, and 18 losses.
I'm getting close, bro.
So you're getting nervous? Close. 4 points. Not really. I mean, I know anything at this point, anything could fucking happen. So
anything can happen.
Unless one of us gets into like a 20-point lead, I don't see. The fuck just happened?
What?
My screen. My screen just went, like all my screens just went black for a second, but we're back. yeah, anything can happen. Unless one of us takes like a 20-point lead, I think it's gonna be very close until the end.
Yeah.
And we're both positive. We're both over 500. So, I mean, I guess we can't say we're frauds, even though, you know, technically, in terms of like an actual table, we'd probably be at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. You know? 100%. Yeah. We've had some so, horrible.
but yeah.
So I want to say this now. Breaking news. Arsenal have just made it past Porto. They went to penalties and they have beaten Porto in penalties.
Wow.
And this is something.
Isn't this the first time they made it out of the first round?
In a while. In a long time.
In a long time.
In a while, yeah. And you know what? this is a good sec. This is a, the reason why I bring this up is because I'm going to bring it up in the future. Because I'm when I talk about the Liverpool versus City game, I want to talk about something that's annoyed me. So let's go.
Okay, let's go. Well, before let's we get go. Into Arsenal, before we get to Arsenal, let's start with the MLS minute. Well, let's go on to the MLS minute. Last week we did one. I think it was pretty good. I felt like I was at the wire trying to force the last thing in there. But this week I think I should have no problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go in a second here. The minute is going to start now. All right, this is the MLS Minute. First topic, Montreal stun Inter Miami. Miami. Messi did not play this game. It was a revenge match for Joseph Martinez, who used to play for Miami. Next topic, 22-year-old winger Liel Abada joins Charlotte FC from Celtic for $10 million. Crazy signing. And is it time to panic for some teams at the bottom? Some teams are yes, some teams are no. I personally think that most of the teams at the bottom are doomed. I feel like New England is one of those teams that can turn it around. They just have the squad for it, but everyone else is pretty much, you know, shit. But yeah, with 5 seconds to spare, that is the MLS Minute.
Great. It's a lot of to take in.
I mean, that there really wasn't much going on.
It's been a slow week
this week in the MLS world. But those definitely are big points.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Okay.
What else? Arsenal. Next topic. Arsenal, man. You said you had something about Arsenal.
Well, no. It's something. So it's something I want to say whenever we talk about City, because there's something it'll make sense. But going into Arsenal, like I said, I think that game should have ended in a draw because the referee, you know, this league is filled with idiots, and when it comes to referees, how are you not gonna give Havertz a red card if he's diving inside the penalty box? That's a red card, man. He's already on a yellow. So I don't understand.
Was there an infringement for that, or was it like a VAR check? Can they VAR check that?
They can't. Well, I mean, they can if they really wanted to. But it's a dive. At the end of the day, dives are, especially if it's in the box, that's a yellow card because you're trying to win a penalty, you know.
Was there a foul?
No, he didn't get touched.
No.
Nope. But
so there was no stoppage of play or anything like that?
There was nothing. Nothing. But you know, I don't think they played as well as they've been playing the previous weeks. And today, again, they didn't play as well, and they got luck. Mind you, Porto, not to disrespect them, but Porto are basically the weakest team in the Champions League that was left. And they barely beat Porto. They had to go to penalties to beat Porto. So Arsenal do have weaknesses. There is a way to beat Arsenal, and that's by disrupting them. Like, if you disrupt the way they play, they are not going to get in rhythm. The problem is, whoever's playing them has to be clinical as well. And the teams that they've been coming up against aren't clinical because, like I said, you know, Brentford should have held on, maybe had even won the game. Previously in the past, Arsenal have come up against teams who, again, should have scored goals, but they just don't. Arsenal, they have weaknesses, and it's a team is going to expose them eventually, I think. I think it's going to happen, and when it does, Arsenal might start to have, you know, second thoughts again. Wouldn't surprise me.
It's funny because I did see the thing you tweeted a couple days ago about like the predictions on where the teams are going to end up, and that they had Arsenal like far down below City and fucking Liverpool.
Dude, I don't know.
I'm like, dude, like they just took the lead in the Premier League and they've literally won every game they played. Besides the Porto game, like where's that coming from?
No, but you gotta like, you gotta compare it, because last season there was 10 games left. City were 10 points behind Arsenal at this stage. So Liverpool, or City are 1 point behind Arsenal. Like it's still very possible. It's still very possible. I want to talk about City afterwards. But I have no clue how or why. Like, who comes up with these numbers? Because I think it said like City have like a 54-55% chance of winning the league. Liverpool have like a 40% or something like that, and then Arsenal have like, you know, like 20 or 10%.
See, I don't watch anything on English pundits for the Premier League because everyone's biased. Everyone is biased. There's not one pundit in England that is not going to be biased to a certain team. That's why, ESPN FC, they are somewhat biased as well, but they're not as crazy as, you know, everyone else. You get these reports about, you know, certain things, and it's attacking one team or attacking another team, and it's just like, are you seeing the same shit that we're seeing here? Because Arsenal literally haven't lost a game.
That's what I'm saying. No, and the thing is, it's like, it's confusing because, right, like you said, are they watching the games or are they just going by the results? Because someone responded to me. They said, oh, we are going to destroy Arsenal when they play us at the end of March. And I said to him, are you
kidding? I did see that too. I saw your response too. Yeah.
I said, are you watching the game or are you just looking at the results? Because the way we've been playing is absolutely ass. We have been playing complete ass. This is not football, man. This is what Pep is doing is terrorism. You know, that's what it is.
And like you said, in that tweet, City was on the ropes for that last part of the Liverpool match, man. Yeah.
Hold on. We're going too far. This is where we talk about the City game, the Liverpool game.
You're right. But going back to Arsenal, it's like, nothing really is showing me that they are slowing down.
They're getting the results,
and here's the thing: the match they just had, it, you can't really judge them on that, because literally the last three or four matches for both Liverpool and City have been like that, where they've had to really pull it out.
Yeah.
Whereas before this past week, Arsenal has been destroying everyone they've been going up against.
Yeah, but then again, City had a spell where they were destroying teams at the beginning of the season.
But that was the beginning of the season, though.
Right.
That's not now.
So, yeah, right. No, but I'm saying, you know, it happens. It's going to happen. Like last season, if you go back to last season when City started their winning streak, they weren't destroying teams. Like they were winning 2-0, 1-0. The thing is, the difference is, again, I don't know why I'm getting ahead of myself. The difference is City were controlling the games better, kind of like Arsenal are. So Arsenal are basically suffocating the opponent. That's what City were doing last season. This season, City are giving them all types of space. They're giving them space to go anywhere they want. And that's how goals are being. Oh, not only that. Again, I'm going to stop myself.
There's one thing you're forgetting. There's one thing you're forgetting. And I think this is the biggest thing. And that this is the biggest talking point for how this is going to end up. If Arsenal is going to win the league, it's because they're going to have that stamina that they didn't have last year. Yeah. Last year, they lost the league. It's not that City won the league. Arsenal lost the league. Literally, it was their league to win. They lost the league because they were too young. They didn't have the experience. And their form let them down at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Okay. This year, who knows what's going to happen? They could learn from that mistake. Arteta is too good of a coach to allow that to happen a second time, I think. I'm not going to say that Arsenal are winning the league because I literally don't know. At the end of the day, how can you vote against City? How can you go against City when they've won everything? Literally, they've won everything over the past 3-4 years.
Yeah. I'll answer that question when I talk about
But even Liverpool, like, I can't really 100% say Liverpool will win the league because, again, half of their players are injured.
Yeah, but
and who knows by the time they get into full force, dude, they could be a few games behind. You never know. Who knows? They could face Everton this week and lose 3-0.
No, they could. They could. I don't know. We'll find out soon. All I can say though is Chelsea are really unpredictable and they might cause Arsenal some trouble, man.
That is also true. Chelsea's a force. I'm gonna say a little prediction for next season. Chelsea is gonna fucking be up there. It's gonna be a proper top four.
The thing about Chelsea is, like, recently they've been playing well, and against Liverpool in the final, even though they lost and I called them pathetic and stuff, they had chances to win. They just, again, it's players not being able to finish their chances. But they absolutely had every chance to win that game, and they should have won that game.
I also think it's kind of like how Arsenal is. Chelsea's very young. They have a lot of young players who don't have that Premier League experience. So I feel like when it comes to around this time next year, they're gonna have that experience.
All I can hope for is Raheem Sterling to score a goal against Arsenal, because this guy's a fucking idiot, man. He scored against City twice this season. Bro, why don't you score against Arsenal, man? Help your former team out. Hey, stop being a clown, man. Raheem Sterling. But yeah, let's go into
that. I think that's a perfect point to go into this Liverpool City game. I started watching around the 60th minute. I did not watch it right away, but I turned the game on right when Liverpool scored the equalizer, the penalty.
Damn.
And from that moment on, there were some moments where it went back and forth, but from that moment on, it felt like fucking Liverpool, you know, had the game in hand. And meanwhile, they didn't have Salah on the field at all.
Yeah, no.
So they equalized. City.
So let me start. Yeah, let me start by, like, right from the beginning, before the match even started. So I'm sitting at home, right? I'm sitting in the toilet taking a massive dump because I'm all worried and shit. I'm all worried about, you know, what's gonna happen in the game, and I get the lineup. And I see.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Right. So I get the lineup. I get the lineup, bro. And mind you, by this point, I'm already downstairs. I already left the toilet. So I'm downstairs, and I get the lineup, and I see Alvarez is starting. Right away, I said, "What the actual fuck? Why is this guy starting and not Kovacic?" Right? Because this season, the past few games that we've played really well, it's been Kovacic and Rodri in the middle, and then De Bruyne, and then you got Foden on the wing, or, you know, Foden starts in the wing, but then he comes to the middle, right? And then you got Bernardo Silva,
Speaking of Foden, I'm gonna push a little bit ahead. Foden had a really fucking good chance to win the game for City.
Yeah.
I don't know how he didn't put it in the back of the net. Especially, dude, fucking, I don't know, because he was so close to goal. He could have easily put it past the keeper.
Yeah.
And then Liverpool had like 3 or 4 different chances themselves, and they couldn't fucking put it away. So. But anyways, going back to what you were going for, saying.
So once I saw that lineup and I saw Alvarez starting, I immediately got up and went back to the toilet, because man, that's when I
need your personal space.
Yeah, no, that's when I knew that it was going to happen. That's when I knew that was going to happen, man. I knew exactly what was going to happen. So the game starts. City, the first 15 minutes are amazing. They are amazing. Liverpool can't touch them. But that's the problem. I am convinced that if City score in those first 15 minutes, Liverpool would have been shocked. They would have been shell-shocked. But Liverpool or City, again, failed. And, you know, there was a lot of good chances, man. There was one chance that Alvarez had where he had an easy pass. And somehow he messed it up, man. And mind you, like watching this just
made me. I think I see you tweet about this too. I think I seen you tweet this too. It's like he gets the ball. What does he do with it? Nothing. And then like you tweeted like useless or something like that shit.
So they end up scoring. What minute did City score in? I forget. Hold on. Let me check. What minute did City score in? Because I know. So after the first 15 minutes, that's when Liverpool took over. Liverpool completely took over. And then I just checked in the 23rd minute, City get a corner. 22nd minute, City get a corner. John Stones scores from it. And then we're winning 1-0. Cool. I was like, all right, I'll take the lead, right? So again, City go back to playing like ass. Players are losing the balls. Actually, you know how many times Julian Alvarez lost the ball?
How many?
Take a guess.
7? I don't know.
19 times.
That's crazy.
19 times this useless Argentinian little midget lost the ball, man. Bro, you're a professional. You play for Pep Guardiola. I'm sure that Pep is telling you, pass the ball backwards. Don't pass it forward. Why are you passing forward to a team that's literally pressing us? Pass backwards. Pass to Ake. Like, that's where we miss Grealish, man. Like, people give Grealish a lot of crap, but he knew the right pass. Like, he knew what to do in those situations. He didn't just pass the ball forward without seeing if anyone's there. So, halftime comes. Everyone on Twitter, every fan is like all worried and shit. And then once we come back, I'm looking at all the players come out and I'm praying. I'm like, okay, please, Kovacic, like Pep, this is the right time to put Kovacic on because we need to control the game better. Nope. I see Julian's dumbass walking out the tunnel. I'm like, okay, all right. I was like, here we go. And then City start the same way. Can't keep the ball. Sorry. I got to go back. Before halftime ended, Rodri ends up getting yellow from a ball that Julian Alvarez lost. So now, if Rodri gets another card, or I think if he gets another card or two other cards, he's going to be suspended for 2 games. So, completely ruined the game, Julian. And then, like I said, second half started, City still losing the ball. And Walker passes it to Julian, I believe. Julian passes it to Ake. And Ake, for some reason, who has been amazing this season, decides to pass the ball to Ederson. The only problem is he tapped the ball. It wasn't even a pass, dude. It was like a little tap.
Yes.
By then, Nunez grabs the ball. Nunez is running full speed. And here comes Ederson, who has no brain, bro. Because, mind you, it's not just Ake's fault. It's also Ederson's fault. Bro, Nunez is at an angle where he's not going to shoot from. Like, he's not going to score from there. You don't have to run the way you did. You know what I mean? Like, he's still pretty. He has a lot to do to score from there. But you know how Ederson is. So kicks the living crap out of Nunez. And now that's a penalty for Liverpool. Mind you, this is why I brought up earlier when I said Arsenal are through on penalties. The last time this useless Brazilian piece of crap Ederson saved the penalty was in 2021.
He hasn't saved the penalty since 2021.
I feel like here's the thing. This is another case where you're kind of grasping at straws here, because it's like penalties are hard, bro.
No, they are hard. But City before Ederson had keepers who could save penalties. You had Willy Caballero. Dude, he saved two or three penalties against Liverpool in the Carabao Cup final before it was called the Capital One Cup. Then you had Claudio Bravo. He ends up saving a penalty.
Yo, you spit in names I haven't heard in years, bro. Yeah, bro.
Claudio Bravo, you had him saving penalties in the Carabao Cup, I believe, as well, and in the FA Cup. You know, he was saving penalties. But my man Ederson here can't save a penalty to save his life, man. Like I'm serious. If his life depended on it, nah, you might as well just die, bro, because he's not saving the penalty. He's not saving the penalty, dude. Nice. When it comes, listen, like Ederson, he's a mixed bag. Like, he's good when it comes to like distributing the ball, but other than that, I believe it's time to give Ortega a chance. And you know what? Ederson is out for a month. This is Ortega's time to prove himself why he should be number one.
Let me tell you this. I feel like Ortega played way better than Ederson.
Oh, did you see the
same? Yes. That's why I'm saying, like, Ortega is definitely a better goalkeeper than Ederson. The only reason why you guys have Ederson is because he's good with his feet, and that's how Pep likes to start the attack, is from the back, like, you know, making that shit from the back and move forward.
Only Pep would like a goalkeeper, mind you, a goalkeeper, to be better with his feet than with his hands, bro. What a freaking clown, dude. This is what happens when you're bald, man. You don't think straight. Like, you don't think straight, man. Like, how are you gonna... Oh, let's continue the game. Let's continue the game, because it gets funny, right?
So right after the penalty.
So right after the penalty, City continuously keep losing the ball. Liverpool are straight up attacking, but they can't score. By some miracle, they can't score. At this point,
I'm thinking, that guy who missed like two easy goals? Who's that guy?
Luis Diaz. Yeah. Yes. Colombian guy. So
one of them, he was clear. Like, no one was catching him. And I don't know how the fuck he did not put the ball in the back of the net the first time. The second time, I understand it was a weird angle. The first time, how didn't he put it in the back of the net? I was like, this is it. When I was watching it, I was like, this is where Liverpool beat City.
So now I'm thinking, okay, Liverpool are definitely going to win once I see the Egyptian king putting on his Liverpool jersey on. I see Salah
the Egyptian
coming
king
on. And now I'm like, okay, Now we're screwed. Like, we're definitely going to lose now. Mm-hmm. And
then I had that same feeling. I was like, you mean to tell me Liverpool had City on their heels and Salah wasn't even on the pitch?
I got flashbacks. I got flashbacks to 2018 when I went to see Manchester City play Liverpool here in New Jersey. City were winning 1-0. And then in the second half, they put on Salah, and Salah just... They won the game. So, you know, it was a very depressing game for me to go. I was still happy, though, because, you know, I got to see City play. But still, I walked out the stadium, like, I was like, damn, I just saw
Liverpool. No, I came all the way from Massachusetts to watch my favorite team. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but it's all right. I saw Liverpool lose after. But anyway, so, right, Salah comes on. And then the TV cuts to Kovacic putting on his City jersey. Mind you, I hadn't seen who the other player was that was coming on until after.
Oh my fucking God.
the fucking...
Listen, I want to cut you off here, because I want to say it, because I know you're gonna say it a different way. I want to say it. Listen, so Kovacic's coming on, and I hear the announcers watching the game saying Alvarez is coming out, and I'm like, all right, cool. Like Alvarez is coming out. They're putting on a better player, Kovacic.
Yeah.
Who was the other player coming off the fucking pitch? It was Kevin De Bruyne. Like, arguably your best fucking player. And you take him off for Doku.
No, listen.
What are you thinking?
Again, this is what happens when you're bald. Like, this is why I'm saving. Listen, every week I put like $5 aside for... That's my turkey fund. So Eventually, whenever I go bald,
if you go bald, you just go to Turkey.
I'm going to Turkey because I don't want to be like Pep, man. I don't want to be like Pep having these weird thoughts. So, right, mind you, my reaction when I saw that, Joey, I felt like turning the TV off, man. So you know, because you know, I've hated Doku for a while just because he's been playing like complete ass as well. So, so Doku comes on. I see De Bruyne going off, and De Bruyne, you could see he's pissed.
He's
absolutely pissed. He's waving his arms around, and so whatever, right? He sits down, whatever. Camera shows Doku. I think it was like 5 or 10 minutes later, the camera shows Pep going to De Bruyne, who's sitting on the bench, and Pep is like, it looks like he's explaining to him why he took him off. So, again, what is this bald man thinking? Why? Like, it was a complete shit show. When has Pep ever gone to the bench to explain to someone why you've been taken off? That has never happened. I have a feeling that the harmony isn't there anymore. The harmony that was like there last year isn't there anymore.
Now that you're mentioning this, dude, I want to say that there's something behind the scenes at City. There has to be.
No, I think there is. And I think a lot of it, honestly, I think a lot of it has to be with Kyle Walker being captain. Because there's been a lot of talk.
Dickhead.
He's been a fucking dickhead. You know, he is. Dude, he's been doing a lot of interviews. I'm sure you heard the Trent Alexander quote where he said, the trophies meant more for Liverpool players and fans than City players and fans. Dude, you had Haaland respond. You had Akanji respond. You had Ruben Diaz respond. But what did our captain say? Our captain said he didn't want to touch that subject. And it's funny. Someone on Twitter said to me, because I said that, I said, you know, it's funny how our captain refuses to touch the subject, but every other player is touching it. Someone responded to me. They said, but when it comes to touching other girls, he's fine.
Wow.
Because he cheated on his wife.
Yeah.
Loser. And so anyways, right, back to the game. Kyle Walker, now that I'm talking about Kyle Walker, he's a horrible captain because, dude, you're in the game, right? Instead of calming everyone down, he's mayhem. He's causing more mayhem.
Like, yeah, no, there was a few games in a row where he was actively trying to get into fights.
Yeah, man. Like, you have to control yourself as captain. Gundogan was controlling the team. He would tell the team to calm down. But, you know, Kyle Walker, he's just the worst captain City have ever had. But anyways, back to the game. Doku, even though I've given him a lot of crap, he actually played well off the bench. He played well off the bench. And, you know, I've always thought that Jesus was a City fan. I always thought that he was wearing a City jersey. But once I saw City hit the post twice, first with Foden and then with...
Oh, my God. I forgot all about that. Yo, that was... I was like...
Dude, at that point, I realized, no, Jesus is not...
It wasn't your day.
Jesus was wearing a Liverpool fan that day.
Jesus was wearing an Arsenal kit that day.
Arsenal kit, yeah. So, the game ends and I'm feeling very upset because, you know, I'm not upset with the drop because that's fine. That works for us. We were 1 point off. The problem is the way we played. We deserve to lose, dude. We deserve to get absolutely spanked. We deserve to be on all fours and spanked. Like, dude, oh my God, man. I swear. Not even a stripper, not even a whore wants to be slapped like that. Like, City were absolutely slapped everywhere, man. It's complete. Oh, dude. And then to make things worse, Pep after the game does an interview and he goes, "We had a lot more control when Kovacic came on. You clown. Why didn't you start him?"
Right.
Like, why are you saying this now? Like, what good is it going to do now? Like, you started Alvarez because you didn't want to, like, bro, it's just getting annoying now, man. Because, like, he keeps doing these dumb decisions where, dude, I don't think we've seen a lineup where it's Kovacic, Rodri, De Bruyne, and Foden. Or Kovacic, Rodri, De Bruyne, and Bernardo, and Foden. I don't think they've all played together in the same team. I think
it's like, it's almost like Pep wants Arsenal to win the league. It's almost like he told Arteta, I'm giving you every possible chance to win the league. And like, the team is up and down, dude. Like, you play well in the Champions League, you play like crap in the league. You play well in the FA Cup, but you play like crap in the league. And then you go a week where you destroy your team in the league, and then you play crap the next game. Like, it's so frustrating. And again, it's
individual. I can't blame you. I can't blame you there, because it's like, at the end of the day, what is your goal? Your goal is to win the league. Your goal is to win the match. So how do you do that? You play your best fucking players, and you don't take off your best players when he's literally the best player on the team in that match. Sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
De Bruyne was the best. De Bruyne was the best player on the pitch for City. And you take him off.
First of all, right? You know who I would have taken off? I would have taken off Haaland instead of De Bruyne.
Oh, and they fucking said that on commentary too. It's like, Haaland fucking disappeared. Where was he? He's been very quiet. And I'm like, that's been all season.
That's what I mean. So that's what I mean, right? So I think leaving Haaland on and taking De Bruyne off, that's so disrespectful to De Bruyne. That's so disrespectful to every other dude. Aguero got benched when Gabriel Jesus came to the team. He almost left the team.
And that was Pep.
Haaland.
That was Pep.
Yeah, that was Pep. Haaland is no City legend yet. Even though, so people like to say, oh, Haaland won the treble. Dude, if you people have like a short memory, dude. If you look at last season, the reason we won the treble is because Gundogan showed up when it mattered. And then Rodri showed up in the final where it mattered. If it's not for Gundogan and Rodri, do we win the treble? No. Because Haaland didn't do crap in both of the games.
Yeah, man. I cannot argue with you. I feel like obviously your entire midfield is arguably the reason why you had a stranglehold on the league over the past 4 years.
So
they basically just went away. Because you have Mahrez, who left for fucking Saudi Arabia, and then you have Gundogan, who left for Barcelona.
And that's the thing, right? So this is the frustrating thing. They let Gundogan go because they didn't want to offer him a 2-year contract. They only wanted to offer him a 1 year. Yet they gave Kyle Walker 2 years. Like, it makes no sense. No sense.
I don't know, man. I feel like you play. Yeah, Kyle Walker is no bum. He's no scrub. But you can find a better back that is better than Kyle Walker,
dude.
I feel like they're utilizing his speed.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing he has. Because other than that, he doesn't give the team anything else. Like, I don't know.
He doesn't go up the sideline. He doesn't go up.
No, so the thing is, when he does, like, there's no point in him going, because when he crosses the ball, dude, it's like I'm crossing the ball. Someone that's never played before, someone that's complete ass at playing, that's like me crossing the ball. Like, I shit you not. It's the same thing, dude. Like, he whipped that ball for no reason, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know, Joey. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I think I'm glad that we have a international break. I'm really happy that we have that, because I'm telling you, dude, I don't know what would have happened if we had played. Who were we playing? We were playing Brighton, I think. Yeah, we were supposed to play Brighton. Dude, who knows what would have happened? And now the game.
Is it an international break, or is it a cup time? No,
it's international break. So they played the FA Cup on Saturday, but after that, it's 2 weeks off. And
we have to go 2 weeks? Jesus.
Yeah, dude. We're playing.
What are we going to do for fucking the podcast, bro? Shit.
Dude, honestly, we might have to do a FIFA video instead. And then the week after, we do the podcast where we go over the results where we're going to predict the results for match day 30, because Arsenal are playing City when we come back.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out.
But yeah, dude, I don't know, man. I don't know, my friend. That is all I have to say for City. There is nothing more for me to add because that is it. Like, City are doing it to themselves. Pep is doing it to the team.
I do want to say, here's the thing. You've said a couple things that really opened my eyes in terms of, like, what I've wanted to say. I know City definitely is good enough to be handling everyone, you know, no problem. Liverpool right now, they're injured. There's no way they should be having that poor of a performance against Liverpool. I know you want to say about, you know, Liverpool getting favoritism, like the calls going in favor of Liverpool. We've talked about that before. But even with that, when you go head to head, there really should be no reason why City isn't up 2-0 before, you know, like after halftime. There really shouldn't be a reason why, given all the injuries Liverpool has. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think Pep, whether he's getting in his own head or he just doesn't care anymore, he's pretty much having a hold my beer moment where he's going to be down by as much points as possible. Listen,
unless
and then bring it back, like that's what he did last year. Basically, they raced the Arsenal lead, you know, and they ended up winning the league.
Listen, unless,
you know,
Pep, unless this is Pep like trying out new things before we play Arsenal, maybe, you know, maybe that's what it was. But I personally don't think it's time to be fucking around at this stage of the season.
You do that against Luton Town. You do that against Luton Town. Yeah, you don't do that against fucking Liverpool, against Liverpool. Okay.
But I'll say this. Crazier things have happened. In 2013-14, City were behind Liverpool, and I believe there was only a few games left. Yeah, let me check. Hold on. Because that season was interesting because, so check this out, right? Let me see. Match day 35. Liverpool had 80 points and City had 70. We had played the same amount of matches. We had 77 points. Sorry, 77 points. They had 80. So we were, what, 3 points behind? Mind you, that's match day 35 out of 38. So there was only 3 games left. We are 3 points behind them. We go to match day 38. City have won the league by 2 points. So, like I said, crazier things have happened. Like, I wouldn't lose hope if we lose to Arsenal, but I would say the chances have become slimmer and slimmer. Like, we have to win. We have to win that game.
I feel like, I wouldn't say you have to win. I would say you can't lose that game.
Right, yeah.
Because I disagree with you. I feel like if you lose against Arsenal, there ain't no coming back. The way City's playing, man, with the remaining games, I don't know. Again, I'm not going to go against City because they have done nothing to show me otherwise.
The thing is, it's not been a disastrous season. Yeah, it's not been a disastrous season. It's just been like little tiny mistakes. You know, little mistakes, then we're getting punished. Like, we're getting punished by every mistake we make. That's the problem this season. Like,
well, everyone. But here's the thing: City fans have essentially turned into Patriots fans. Like, Patriots won everything, and when we started losing, everyone got angry and whatnot. Once things aren't perfect.
Yeah.
We were like, what the fuck, man? Like, well, like we did. This was so easy for us last year, the last few years. Why isn't it easy for us now? We have the same fucking people. But
yeah,
I feel like it's the same thing with City fans. Like, I'm not going to, well, I'll throw you in there because you definitely show me at times. It's like, it's very small things that set you off. And I feel like it's every team in the Premier League, especially the top three. I bet their fans just go berserk over small fucking things. And a big part, especially, it's especially the case for City because, you know, Pep is essentially a perfectionist. You know, he wants to be perfect. So that kind of rubbed off on the players, that rubs off on the fans. They expect the team to be perfect. And the team isn't perfect.
Yeah,
but that's mostly Pep. It's mostly Pep.
I think it shows, though. It shows that this season the level hasn't been there for all the teams, including Arsenal and Liverpool. Why? Dude, there was a month where City only won one game. That was the chance for Liverpool or Arsenal to, like they should have been way ahead of us. And they didn't. They failed to do that. So that, like, it shows how difficult it is to win this league. And City have done it three times in a row now. So, you know, I don't see any other team winning it three times in a row like City did. Not for a while, at least.
No, definitely not. I do feel like City's on the back end. I mean, they're still going to be good. They're still going to be in contention for the titles, but they're not going to be as dominant as they've been.
I think this summer there's going to be a big rebuild in the midfield. I think that's what's going to happen. I think, you know, like I said, there's a lot of rumors about players that are coming, but we can save that for another video.
How many years does Pep have on his contract?
I believe this coming season is his last season.
It might be time that they don't extend Pep and they find somebody else, or
no, I think
this
I
is
think
Pep anything, saying he's done, he's anything, he's done with City. Yeah,
if anything,
he's ready to move on.
He's going to decide when to leave. He's going to decide when he's going to leave.
And all I'm saying, bro, Serie A, we need a coach. That's all I'm saying, bro. We need a coach. We need a manager. So, I mean, if he's tackled every league except for Serie A, and all I'm saying is he can rebuild Juventus the way he wants to build it, and I'll be happy for that. Okay.
Yeah,
happy for that. He's gone everywhere and he's won everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know. But yeah, man, that's all I have to say about that game. That's it.
All right. Well, it's a good way to end it. Is there anything else in general you want to say?
No, that's it. That's it.
All right.
You know, trying to stay positive in these dark moments.
Yeah, you know nothing about dark moments, okay? You know nothing about dark moments. Anyways, that has been another episode of Caught Offsides with Joe and Alex. If you haven't already, please, please, please subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, and everywhere you get your podcasts. We would really appreciate it if you could do that for us, as well as check out our YouTube channel, Caught Offsides with Joe and Alex. It has an exclamation point on there. Just remember to put that in when you're searching that up. We have all of our podcasts up there, as well as some extra videos. What the fuck? Oh yeah, that's another thing I wanted to do. I wanted to play that. I wanted to play that. I totally forgot. Thank you. That was one of the things I wanted to do. Before we go into that, we'll actually ride out with the little commercial thing there. But before that, like I said, we also have our YouTube channel. If you can go over there and show us some love, subscribe to the channel, click the bell icon so you know whenever we upload videos. We're going to be having these videos flying pretty soon. We do FIFA videos. We're going to do reactions. We had a tier list up there, the MLS kit tier list. If you have any other, you know, suggestions on videos you want to see, go into one of the videos and, you know, leave a comment, or you can hit us up on Twitter and, you know, and let us know what you want to see.
Yeah.
That being said, Alex here wanted to surprise me one day, and he decided to pay money to have a radio commercial done for us. And Listen, I'm not going to say it was a waste of money because, you know, I think it's hilarious and it's a good thing.
I'm going to say it was.
But bro, oh my God. You got hosed.
I got scammed.
You got scammed. Yeah.
Yeah, I got scammed.
But anyways, let's not, you know, delay it any further. Just play the fucking advertisement.
All right. Do you ever have a passion for soccer? You're not alone. Joe and Alex do too. And that's why they started their podcast, Offsides, with Joe and Alex on YouTube and Spotify. They're just two dudes who share their love for the game and offer unique insights as well as their opinions on every aspect of soccer. Whether it's the English Premier League, the Championships League, or MLS, they've got you covered. Make sure you share COD Offsides with Joe and Alex on all your social media so your friends can start listening too. COD Offsides with Joe and Alex. It's a must listen for all soccer fans. Add COD Offsides with Joe and Alex to your podcast playlist right now on YouTube and Spotify.
My name's Alex, and I wasted $80 on an advertisement that could have been done for free.
I want to say we are going to be covering the Championships League.
As well yes, as the, Premier League. The Championships leagues. Let's not get it confused with the Championships Cup. Okay, let's not get that confused. The Championships League.
That's it. Let's go. That's it.
That's awesome. That was the greatest thing. Listen, I'm glad we started this podcast just for that because that gem exists in the world now.
Well, I don't have anything to say.
Anyways, let us know what you think about that as well. Well, just to recap again, subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, anywhere you get your podcasts. Also, check out our YouTube channel, Caught Offsides with Joe and Alex. Subscribe, click the bell so you know when we upload videos. Also, comments on the videos so you can let us know what you want to see, as well as, you know, DM us on Twitter. Our Twitters are in the description of every video and every episode of the podcast. So go ahead and shoot us a message. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what do you want to see, what do you want to hear. All right. Once again, this has been Caught Offsides.
That's me, bro.
What the fuck are you doing?
That's Jose Mourinho after losing to Liverpool. He did an interview.
He's okay. I want to let you know that I heard none of that because it sounded like it didn't pick up.
Oh man, that sucks. Because
you just ruined the ending.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
Wait. Let us do our thing. Fuck shit. This has been another episode of Call Offsides with Joe
and Alex.
And we'll see you guys next week.